We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelik Beis, Hilchas Sefer Torah, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Yud Aleph. This halacha again is based on Chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the long, complicated chapters in Likutei Moran, which deals with a variety. It's called Chosam Betoy Chosam, a seal within a seal. And Rabbi Nazal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, speaks about the two seals, the seal of the hands and the seal of the feet. We're going to come to it later on in this halacha. I believe Rabbi Nazal is going to bring that in also. But he speaks about emunah. He speaks about Nasev and Ishma, how when the Jews stood at Har Sinai and they said Nasev and Ishma, we received crowns, a crown for Nasev, a crown for Nishma. And Rabbi Nazal there speaks about Simcha. Simcha is also called a crown, V'simchas Olam Al Roshom. He speaks about Azus Digdusha, through which a person gets close to the seven shepherds, the seven leading tzaddikim. And Rabbi Nazal took the discussion into the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and now we're continuing on the topic of Sukkot, as related to that chapter in the Likutei Moran, and as related to the topic of writing a Sefer Torah. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh shekoyrin Sefer Eila Hadvorim Shehu Mishneh Torah B'soif Sukkos. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand the custom that at the end of Sukkos, on the final day of Sukkos, which is Hoshana Rabbah, that's the seventh day of Sukkos, the night of Hoshana Rabbah, there's a custom to read the entire Chumash Dvarim, which is called Mishneh Torah. Dehainu b'leil Hoshana Rabbah. Ki besukkos onu marin koicheinu shepa'alnu b'yom ha-kippurim. Because as we learned earlier, on Sukkos, we're showing the great power that the Jewish people have, what we were able to accomplish on Yom Kippur. Shenasin me'avoinos Yisrael Torah, that we were able to take the sins that the Jews did and turn it into Torah, make a mitzvah out of it. We said that the schach that's used for the sukkah, which is the most important part of the sukkah, the Torah writes that the schach should be made from psoiles goyren v'yekeh, from the waste matter, the chaff of the harvest. That chaff, that psoiles, represents the sins, our sins, chas v'shalom. And what we show is that as a result of what we did on Yom Kippur, as Rabbi Nazal tells us and as the Gemara tells us, that when a Jew is zeichet to do the right tshuva, the psoilus, the waste, becomes like a crown upon their head. What was originally sins get converted to mitzvahs, and mitzvahs are Torah. And not just Torah, but in Torah there's two levels. There's the revealed Torah and there's the hidden Torah. The sins that get converted to mitzvahs get converted to hidden Torah, which is a higher form of Torah. We spoke about this quite a bit earlier, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to add a little more on this. Ad shonu yoishvim betzilo kadisha, to the point where on Sukkos we sit in the holy shade, the sukkah, which is called in the Zohar Kodesh, the Tzila Kadisha, Tzila de Memenusa, Vanuaisen mi psoiles goren v'yekev, sukkah hakdosha. And from the waste of the things we would harvest, the grains and everything, we make that into a holy sukkah, shehu bechinas avoinois nishapchen lezechuyos. This reflects the concept that the sins, that through tshuva, the right kind of tshuva, sins can be converted into mitzvahs, into merits. V'alkein b'soif sukkos boi shana rabba, she'oz anutzrichen ligmoir hachoy samois. And therefore, in sukkos, on Hoshana Rabba, when we're completing the seals that we spoke about, the chosams, because we know that Yom Kippur is called Chasima. We say on Yom Kippur, V'chasoim, that Hashem should seal us for good. We wish each other a Ksiva V'chasima Toiva. We know that Rosh Hashanah is the Ksiva, when Hashem writes our future. Yom Kippur is when He seals it. It's called the Chasima, V'chosmeinu L'chaim. So Yom Kippur is the first chosim, and Hoshana Rabbah is called the second chosim, so that it's a seal within a seal. So that's when we're completing these chosamos, chosim etoy chosim, shekol ze toloi be'emuna, and all of this is dependent on emuna, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likud Imran, hanim sheches al yidei hashivoroyim, which we receive via the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim. That's their main responsibility. That's the main thing that they're trying to impart to Klal Yisrael is emuna. Because we know the Gemara tells us the summary of the entire Torah is emuna. V'tzadik b'emunah sayichya. Sheheim ushpizin kadishin. Those seven shepherds that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there on Likut Imran are our seven guests in the sukkah. Shenichnesu besukkah, who came into the sukkah with us, shezoichin lehiskarei valayim al yedei azas digdusha, and Rabbeinu Zal tells us there over there in Likut Imran that in order to come close to these seven tzaddikim, a person needs azas digdusha. He's got to have guts. He's got to have chutzpah. He's got to have brazenness. The Gemara says lo nitna Torah lebnei Yisrael ela bnei shazenhein. The Torah was given to the Jews because the Jews are gutsy. And there are two interpretations to that. One interpretation is because we need it the most. We're the out of all the different nations, we're the roughest, toughest. So we need the Torah most to temper us, to tone us down, to make us into mention. And the other interpretation is that Hashem gave us the Torah because we were the ones who jumped. We were the ones who said yes. Yes? What is it all about? That's the way we said it. Nasev and Ishma, that we showed that azas digdusha, that brazenness, that willingness to jump into the pool without knowing what's there exactly. Shehu bechinas koilois. And this azas digdusha, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, is related to koilois, sounds, like the sound of the shofar is a display of oiz, of power, strength. And how is one zoicha to this azas digdusha? Through joy and happiness. There's a famous pasuk, ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Joy with Hashem, being happy with Hashem, that is your fortress of strength. That's your oiz. And simcha is generated through Nasev and Ishma. We said when the Jews said Nasev and Ishma, we were crowned. And crowns are simcha. The simcha soilam al roisham, the pasuk says. They wear joy upon their heads, like a crown. Shezoichin lovei l'Nasev and Ishma ha'elyoim al yedei ha'yerido shi'itach l'sa'aliyah. And in order for one to be zoicha, to get to the highest, not to a real high Nasev and Ishma, the way that you get to it is through a yerida. When a person goes down, like they jump down on a diving board, that propels them upward to the high, high level of Nasev and Ishma. Because as we learned earlier, the going down, when a person committed sins, they went down, they had a yerida. When they're zoicha to correct it, when they're zoicha to do tshuva, it turns around and it becomes zechuyot. Kimavur kol ze heite b'maymar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very elaborately and very clearly over the Torah Chof Beis, ayin shom heite. Study that chapter well, because here Rabbeinu Zal gave it to us very clip, just in summary form. V'alkein, and therefore, besoif sukkos, at the end of the holiday of sukkos, bigmar hachosamos, which is at the end and the completion of the seals, of these two seals, koyren sefer ela hadvorim asher diber Moshe, we read chumish dvorim, which begins with the words, these are the words which Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Jewish people. Shehu bechinas divrei Torah hanal. This is an example of the divrei Torah that we spoke about in yesterday's shir. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran mentions that the Torah has two sections, the revealed portion and the hidden portion. The revealed portion is where it actually lists the mitzvah. It tells us, do this, do that, don't do this, etc. The hidden portion, Rabbi Nazal says, is when it says before the mission, before the mitzvah is described, it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Lemor. All the stuff that surrounds the mitzvah, which seems almost superfluous, it seems repetitive, it seems unnecessary, Rabbi Nazal says, guess what? That's the secrets of Torah. There are major secrets in those words. That's the nishma. The revealed portion of the Torah is the nasa, the part which actually describes mitzvahs. The stuff that surrounds it, what encircles it, is like the makifin. That's the nishma. That's called divrei Torah. That's a higher part of the Torah, which is created when we're zeicher to convert averus into mitzvahs. When we do a sincere tshuva, we create new Torah. The new Torah that we create is that surrounding portion. And Chumash Dvarim, the entire Chumash Dvarim, is introduced by those words, Eile HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe El Bnei Yisrael. Bechinas Nasa V'Nishma Ho'Elyon Hanal. This represents the highest Nasa V'Nishma, Shehu Bechinas Avoinois Nishapchen Lezuchuyois, where sins are converted into mitzvahs. Vaydei Nasa V'Nishma Hazeh, and through this highest Nasa V'Nishma, because Rabbein Azal says over there in Likut Imran that Nasa V'Nishma isn't a one-time commitment. Every day and multiple times a day, a Jew is climbing the ladder. And each time you climb that ladder, you're achieving new Nasas and new Nishmas. Nasa is the revealed portion. Nasa is what you're doing. Nishma is what you have not yet achieved. And each time you move up the ladder and you achieve a nishma, that nishma becomes your nasa, and you get a new nishma, and you keep going up higher and higher. And through this, we zoche to simcha, shaydeze mesaknin hachoysomo is choysom betoy choysom, through which we zoche to create and fix up these two seals, this choysom betoy choysom.